listening to the Barbecue Nerds podcast, where smoke meets science and flavor is our favorite experiment. Hey, barbecue lovers, I'm David, your resident pitmaster and science geek. Along with my co-host, Frank, we're diving deep into the world of barbecue, where tradition meets innovation. Now, let's get to today's episode. So, it's Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. You know what that means. Welcome to the Barbecue Nerds podcast, where we geek out so your barbecue doesn't flame out. This week's podcast is Clean Your Pits. As always, I'm Dave Fear, also known as The Real Meat Stick. And with me is Mr. Frank Cox, the barbecue pit engineer himself from Smoker Builder.
So, hey, buddy.
Got to tell you, you know, even when I started in the beginning, and I started on that gas grill as a child that my father had in the backyard. We had a Weber. We used natural gas. And one of the things that would occur, we didn't know at that point about just how necessary it was to clean the pit so that you get your creosote off and all the other burnt up material on the inside. Or even during those times that we would try to burn things off, occasionally you get that grease fire. Has this ever occurred to you? You know, you're the master of barbecue.
Dude, we had a grease fire one time that was super bad. It was 2017 whole hog cook. In my cooker, we called the hog coffin. I got to spell it every time I say it because we spelt it obnoxiously. HAWGCAWFFIN. That's how we spelt hog coffin. Anyway, my buddy, Mr. Voigt and Spearman, Pig Daddy Spearman, those guys all remember because they was there. Terry Rodcrafter was there. But yeah, it got out of hand really quick. And there ain't nothing that can hurt somebody worse than a grease fire. But, you know, cleaning your pits isn't just about preventing grease fires and stuff like that. There's also some super bad toxins that can get in your pit. And if they're not properly cared for and cleaned, and it can actually, I always say the best way to ruin a pit is don't cook on it and don't clean it. Like that's the thing that kills it faster than anything.
So did you know that if you don't clean those pits beyond the grease, just the creosote itself, that tarry gunk that you get from the smoke can ignite in seconds? You know, as a firefighter, and this has been going on all the time, I got to tell people about this. Chimney fires. The creosote from people burning wood, burning pellets in their fireplace in their home, if you don't clean that chimney out, one of these days it's going to light up, and it's not funny, but you get flames that come shooting out the chimney of your home, and then firefighters like myself and others out there have to come in, shovel the wood out of your fireplace, get all that fire out, and then unfortunately, you know, it's red hot. Those bricks don't like water. There's a good chance that when the bricks are that hot and we hit it with a fire hose, that we're going to end up cracking the bricks. That masonry work is gone. Yep. Fortunately, here, when we're dealing with barbecue pits, they're made of very good types of metal. And I tell people, even when it comes to the barbecues in their backyard, when they get a blazing fire, please don't open up the cover to your grill, to your smoker. You're adding oxygen to the fire. Keep it closed. Yeah. If you have the availability to be able to close the dampers, as long as the oxygen doesn't get to the fire, you're able to kill that fire out. And this is one of the reasons why I think it was so important for you and I to have this discussion tonight about cleaning the pits so that you don't have this fire that can ignite in seconds. Yeah. Did you know that one study says that flare-ups cause 3,000 grill fires a year? I've seen it. Like I said, my own pit as a child went up as a Roman candle, and we see this again in fireplaces in people's homes.
Yeah. So for reference, guys, I should have actually done it already, but I think in the description of the video, we're going to have a link to a video I did on the Smoker Builder YouTube channel. If you're listening on iTunes after we had the show live, the go to Smoker Builder on YouTube. There's a video there that says how to clean and season your pit. And that's where I take a deep dive into one of my pits and go the full deal. It's a big, big offset I call bingo. But, you know, grease and flare-ups and stuff like that, that's all really bad and dangerous and stuff like that. But not cleaning your pit can have some other issues that can cause a lot of other things to happen, such as, like they always say, rust is one of the things that'll happen. Right. But more importantly than that, we're talking about a greasy pit. So what grows in that greasy stuff in the middle of the spring? Like, you ever open up a pit and you see that white mold that just goes left to right and some other kinds of colors in there too? Like, I've opened up drums, it looked like it snowed inside from all the like drum smokers and stuff. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen people's pits that they leave them covered, and it's just a cesspool of bacteria and other microorganisms that are growing in there. And then, you know, you ask yourself, like, maybe we should order out this.
Yeah.
I don't think that tonight's a night you should light this and we all become the next bioterrorism experiment.
You know, I love it when people are posting pictures of their whatever they're cooking, ribs, chicken, whatever it is. And you see expanded metal cooking grates that are starting to close up from all the food buildup.
Right.
And the grease. I'm just like, my gosh, you got to really be careful, man. Like where you go and what you're getting exposed to, because so it, the longer you wait to clean it, the worse it's going to be to clean it. Mm. It's going to take a lot more elbow grease to do it, you know?
So but, what do you suggest when it comes to cleaning these pits? So mm-hmm. Let's say it's, you know, one of these individuals you're talking about, and we know that there's plenty of people out there. They cook and cook and cook, and you're lucky if once a season they clean their pits. Some of them can go
seasoned. You
know, they can go many, many seasons without seasoning and cleaning their pits. And like you had mentioned, you know, things like rust come into play on the bars that are on the inside, whether it's expanded metal or it happens to be round bar, and they begin to close up or they begin to rust and pit and crack. And how do you remedy this situation? What do you do?
So that when I'm on my A game, which is rare, I'm usually on my B game is usually where I'm at. So when I'm on my A game, if I have the time immediately after a cook while it's hot, I'm just dousing with some hot water in the pit and then letting it steam will take care of like 99% of everything. Also, while it's hot, just open like on an offset or something like that, a bigger cooker that's got a drain valve, just leave the drain valve open with a pan underneath of it during your cook. And you're going to, a lot of that stuff will drain down and get out. The real problem comes in when you don't do that and everything cools down. Then we're starting to get like overnight, if especially in the winter, overnight, everything starts to kind of like get solid, you know, right. as it sits there and the pit temperature goes down, you know, it starts to get hard. And then it's really hard to make yourself go back out. Of course, you just spent 12 hours cooking a brisket. It's not exactly exciting to clean your pit immediately after that. So the next morning, if you at least light a fire and heat things up first, you know, good scraper, wire brushes, kind of things. I'm the kind of guy that's not afraid just to go ahead and power wash, you know, especially if it's fresh enough. But if you wait a long time, it's just going to sit there and get hard. And especially if you ran the pit again and cooked on it multiple times, you start to not just build bark on your food, but you're turning all of that buildup into bark. So,
right.
Yeah, you know.
You know, canned meat competition barbecue. I just brought this quote up that he has here. And he's right. I do hear the same thing he's saying here. He writes, "I hear people all the time say they don't clean their pits because it adds flavor." I hear the same thing.
Yeah, all the time.
Is there any truth behind that?
No, none whatsoever. So seasoning, let's dwell on this for a minute, because seasoning your pit is when you're trying to get a nonstick surface on the inside of the smoker so that a lot of this buildup comes off easy. That's the whole point behind seasoning. The second part of it is so that whenever you get that polymerized oil on the inside of the pit, it literally protects the inside of the pit from rust. And that rust, eventually, if a pit is not cooked in, what typically kills it the fastest is a thing called delamination. And that's where the steel, like when you see flaky steel that's been sitting and rusting and stuff like that exposed to the environment for a long period of time, especially if there's been something caustic in there, you'll start to see that steel, those layers of steel start to delaminate, which means they peel. Wow. They're no longer together. And that's how you begin like a hole in your pit, especially if it's thinner material. Whenever that delaminates, it gets weak and eventually it blows out, you know, just from time. Yeah. Especially if you go in there and try to clean it for once.
Right.
You start knocking holes in it. You know,
I've heard people say that it's necessary to get the ash out of your firebox. If we're talking with an offset smoker, to get the ash out so that water, however the water gets in, doesn't get in there and mix with the ash. And there's this rumor that it creates some type of acid, and that acid eats through the metal. Is that the caustic acid that you're speaking of?
In some cases, I mean, because what you wind up with is like lye, you know, it's very acidic, and like potash, you know, that's basically kind of what they're talking about there. Yeah. If you just leave ash in your pit, what happens is it draws moisture. And if your pit may not leak around the doors, but I guarantee it's not liquid tight. There's no way. And so as the temperature outside goes up and down, the pit environment inside of there also goes up and down. And sometimes if it's been baking in the sun all day long and you got a really humid environment in there, whether it's vapor from the air, you know, water vapor from the air or whatever, at night it's going to start to condense, and then all that moisture winds up blending in with whatever's in the cook chamber or the firebox. And then that's actually what causes this magical erosion to happen. You know, that starts to eat away at the fire, but the pits die from the inside out. That's what I always say. Almost never from the outside in. You know, that's the part we're worried about, so we keep it painted and keep it trying to look good, you know.
That's right.
And the inside, you know, we're closing the door and hiding it when we go to bed.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Barbecue Nerds Podcast, where smoke meets science and flavor always comes first. This episode is brought to you by SmokeSlinger, the craftsman behind some of the best barbecue pits and offset smokers in the game. Whether you're a backyard warrior or a pro pitmaster, SmokeSlinger builds custom pits designed to help you cook your best barbecue ever. Visit SmokeSlinger.com to see their lineup and bring competition quality smoke to your own backyard. A big shout out to SmokeSlinger for fueling our passion and keeping the smoke rolling strong. And as always, keep those pits hot, the smoke rolling, and stay nerdy about barbecue.